This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1152, Three Ways Uncountable Nouns Ruin IELTS Grammar Scores.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
One of the most common grammar mistakes students make on the IELTS exam is using uncountable nouns incorrectly. Today, we teach you how to avoid making these errors on test day. Hey, Aubrey, how's your day so far?
I'm excellent. I'm reading this really good book that's a page turner, so it's hard to get the motivation to do anything else. I just want to sit and read it till it's done.
I actually had a big win last week. I finally finished the unabridged version of The Stand by Stephen King. This is the only book I've read more than once, like in my life, because there's so many books. I don't want to read one again, right? But this is the third time I've read The Stand. And this time I got the unabridged version, which was 1,500 pages, and the font was like teeny tiny. It took me
I didn't
so
even know there was an unabridged version. I remember when I was like in middle school, I read the unabridged version of Les Miserables. And my teacher was shocked. She was like, that's really not a great idea.
So guys, unabridged means that like this is the original version, still edited, right? Like the mistakes are taken out, but this is like the best version of the author's original with like none of the extra stuff taken out, right? So it's like all of the author's ideas are in here. And so it's way longer than what you would normally buy. Unabridged. That's a good adjective. We are talking about grammar today and these grammar rules, and especially the specific words we're going to teach you to be careful of. These are things that can increase your writing score immediately, because these are mistakes we see students make all the time, even at the higher levels, right? And these little things are what keep you from increasing that grammar score.
Yes, exactly. You guys have heard us say that grammar should not be your main focus, but there are some things that if you're paying attention, you can eliminate a lot of your grammar mistakes, and this is one of them. This is something to be aware of so that you can potentially get that 7 for grammar without a lot of work on your part, without spending a lot of time on it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So definitely pay attention and take notes today, guys. If you are listening to this on the podcast, thank you. And if you want to also see this on video, we do post all of our podcasts now on YouTube. Aubrey just had a cute little wave. That was like a little tiny kid
wave.
Adorable. It's a little baby wave. So go to IELTS Energy TV and see Aubrey's baby wave. Okay. So we're talking about uncountable nouns that we see students make mistakes with. And we have three rules to remember about how these mess up your grammar. And we're going to give you some highlights of words that are often mistaken for countable when they should be uncountable nouns, which again, as I just said, changes the whole grammar of the sentence and makes your score go down. So, Aubrey, what is the reason why we're doing this today? You noticed something from a student's writing.
Yes, exactly. This was a student who had submitted just a sentence in the Three Keys IELTS Facebook page asking, is this a good sentence? Is the grammar correct, right? They're working on a task 2 essay. And it was a great high-level sentence, but it had an error where they said inactions. This can be seen by the inactions of people. And so I let her know, that's an uncountable noun. You don't ever add an S to inactions. This is particularly difficult because you've seen the word action as a countable noun. And so it looks like you should be able to add an S because you'd say all of the actions of these different people. But inaction is a noun that is not just the opposite of the word action, which makes right. it a little complicated.
I can see, I actually really like this mistake. Like, it really gets you thinking about the nature of this word yes. inaction and how that rules the grammar. So actions are countable. Like I'm moving, I'm doing this. I just did three actions, right? Like, you can count those actions, but inaction, you can't count it because it like is nothing. It's people doing nothing.
The lack of doing anything at all.
This is yep. right. This is an idea instead of a countable thing we see that's tangible. So a lot of idea words and emotion words are uncountable. Okay. So for example, inaction, love, power, advice, which I see a lot of students make mistakes with, right? They add that S. Education, time. These are all huge ideas that we can't count into little pieces. So hopefully these examples and this conversation will help you guys understand more about these uncountable nouns and why they're uncountable. So I really like this mistake because it really gets you thinking about the grammar of it.
And it's something that a lot of language learners just haven't thought about yet. So you're not catching yeah. these mistakes in your own writing because you just haven't thought about it. So you don't notice them. But now that you do, you're going to be able to potentially eliminate quite a few errors. So this is something you would catch when you proofread your essay, something that might not happen in the first place. Now that you are aware, now that you know that certain words, you don't just add an S and make it plural.
Exactly. So there are three ways that getting an uncountable noun wrong and counting it, there are actually three different ways this impacts your grammar score because there's three potential mistakes. The first most direct mistake is adding an S, right? Pluralizing an uncountable noun, like saying inactions instead of inaction. So putting that S on there, that's one grammar mistake. Now, if you also want to just talk about it as a singular, which we also can't because we can't count them, we can't count one, right? So that means you also cannot have a singular article before it, right? We can't say
and inaction is a good word, right?
And it was
inaction. No,
and
you cannot
electricity,
right?
A patience. Like we can't do that. So putting that article in there, that's another grammar mistake. And then it affects the verb if you're pluralizing this, right? So I would say there are inactions. So that verb is wrong. Instead of saying there is inaction, we have to use the singular verb.
Oh, man, that's so tricky. Ugh. Three different things that you can do wrong to mess up your grammar score. So, yeah, this is something that you need to think about. You need to be aware of. But I love that you pointed out, Jessica, that there it's not like a crazy rule out of nowhere and it makes no sense. Mm-hmm. Like, there is something that determines this. And totally. Like you said, it's emotions and ideas and also substances yes. like sugar, milk, butter, things you cannot count. That's mm-hmm. what makes something uncountable. So you can yeah. think of it that way. Is this something I can count? If not, I cannot just have the article, an. I cannot just add an S.
Exactly.
Hello, everyone. You have one final chance to attend our free live web class, March 4th. So sign up today at allearsenglish.com/slang. We're going to teach you slang phrases as well as how and when to use them. You do not want to miss this. It's going to be super fun. So grab your spot early at allearsenglish.com/slang.
So guys, those three grammar points are especially important. So you watch out for formulating the whole sentence around the uncountable noun correctly. Now let's get to the most common mistakes we see IELTS students making with uncountable nouns. So just a quick review, guys. Uncountable nouns, we can generally put them in categories of emotions, ideas, and substances. Substances, I think we can narrow that down even more into saying like liquids, you know, water, for example. But there's also electricity, for example, is a substance. Like we can't count electricity. So really, really visualizing the noun and thinking if you can count it, like that will help you make an educated guess sometimes if you should approach this as countable or uncountable. So finally, Aubrey, what are the most common uncountable noun mistakes we see IELTS students making?
Right. So with specific words that we use very often in task two essays, like information, knowledge, education, we see this very often that an S is just added, right? Informations, knowledges.
So often.
Because you're thinking, I need this to be plural. And so you just add an S. We see this in task two essays all the time. We also hear it in the speaking exam as well.
Yeah.
That someone just throw an S to make something plural and it doesn't work, right? This is affecting your grammar score.
That is a number one uncountable mistake. Informations and researches. You could actually, on YouTube, if you're here already, or go subscribe to IELTS Energy TV. There is a fantastic video I did a while ago called IELTS Grammar. Don't mess up these count, non-count nouns, and you'll get more of the very common mistakes that we see, especially in task two, IELTS writing task two essays. So we have information. We have knowledge. You can't add S's. These are uncountable. Also, here's another very common one, education. This is, I mean, these words, if you like really visualize these words, guys, they're so big. These ideas are so big. And it really, these are umbrella terms for so many other specific subcategories, right? So these umbrella terms, we can't count them. This is, it just encompasses too much. So education is uncountable. And here's one actually that I've seen in task one and task two, evidence. Now, this one is tricky because to my mind, I could see like counting this, right? You know what I mean?
If we're talking about like individual pieces of evidence. Yes.
Right. So here's the other thing that you need to work on, guys, about uncountable nouns is you can count them if you add the right word before them, like pieces of evidence. You know what I mean? Degrees in
knowledge.
Education, topics of education, pieces of knowledge. Okay, so evidence, uncountable. And this last one, this, of course, is all over speaking and writing. What's the last mistake we see, Aubrey?
Money, right?
Yeah.
Yes, so just that word money, you can't add an S. We can't talk about monies. And this is tricky, too, coming from different languages, because these are not uncountable nouns, depending on the language. It doesn't work that way. So if you're, this is another place where you can't just translate directly from your first language. You need to know that the grammar works differently in English, and you might not, as far as articles and the way you pluralize something, it's going to be different.
That's a really good point. Yeah. Money and cash. These are uncountable nouns, guys, because in English, the idea that it's describing is not just like a dollar, like it's all of the money. It's the coins. It's the dollar bills. It's the $5 bills. Right?
It reminds me one quick story in French. The most surprising one for me was hair, that in English, it's singular. We just say the hair on my head. It's a singular.
Yeah.
And in French, they say les cheveux, the hairs on my head. And they think it's
well,
so like, look
sense.
How many there are. I could count them.
Yeah.
So
see, that makes sense to me. Yeah,
why don't we say the hairs?
We're saying these are rules, and they are rules. That doesn't mean we have to agree with them. We just have to tell you what's right or wrong.
The question is, would we really want to count all the hairs on our head? So it kind of makes sense to have it just be the hair.
But what if that would be so funny if there was a way to like quantify that in French for like balding people, people with thick hair or thin hair. Anyway,
you
that's
have
a
less
whole
hairs
other topic.
On your head.
He has few hairs on his head. Okay, guys, we want to also remind you that a web class is coming up very soon. Aubrey, you're doing this free web class with Lindsay. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yes, it's going to be March 1st and March 4th. You guys do not want to miss it. We're going to teach some great slang terms, and we're going to teach you when you can use them and how to use them to sound native and natural at work, with friends, with family. And it's just going to be really fun. Lindsay and I are both fun. A live web class. How fun is that? So be sure to sign up so you can get a spot at allersenglish.com/slang.
And guys, you've already missed the March 1st one because today's the 2nd. So the 4th, that's your last chance, guys.
Yeah, one more chance.
Definitely allearsenglish.com/slang. Sign up, put it in your calendar, set an alarm, whatever you have to do to get there. All right. Awesome. Thanks, Aubrey. Grammar conversations are fun. And why do people think grammar's no fun? Because it is.
I know it's right. It's because if you take it all as a whole, it just hurts your brain. But if you take individual things and make it fun, yes, grammar can be fun.
By the way, grammar and fun, also uncountable.
I like that.
Woo! Okay. Go into the YouTube to see us celebrate. All right, Aubrey, have a wonderful rest of the week, and I'll see you next time.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.